One reason the Ebola virus is so hard to treat overseas is it's difficult to find volunteers to help patients. But some Americans are heading right into the heart of the epidemic. Dr. Naheed Bhadelia is one of them. She's an infectious disease expert at Boston Medical Center and Boston University. She and two of her colleagues are going to Sierra Leone with the World Health Organization. We talked to her just before she got on the plane. I asked her what made her decide to do it.
This outbreak is becoming truly a complex humanitarian emergency in a truest sense of the word. You know, you have not just the elements of the disease, but then add to that the elements of violence that we've seen and also the need for military presence in some instances and such. So all those things, I think, make this a historical moment. And I feel compelled to help if I have the skills to do so.
Oh, and I do have to ask, are you afraid?
You know, I have to say the thing weighted most on my mind is actually the international travel between now and getting there. I'm eager to get started. I have had experience working with bloodborne pathogens in the past. So whatever anxieties I may have, I've been able to put those behind me.
How do you do that? How do you put those fears behind you?
I think you click on this mode of being the caretaker. We do it all the time as physicians, you know, and I would say something that a lot of us are doing since the news of my own departure was published. I received so many phone calls and emails from other physicians who have said they're either going or they want to go. And I personally know of other docs who feel the same way. You set the fear aside and say, hey, this is my job.
And we've heard a lot of reports about, you know, the lack of just the most basic equipment, like, you know, latex gloves. Are you and your colleagues traveling with lots of protective gear? And I mean, not just for yourselves, but for others on the ground.
Yes, actually, most of my luggage is personal protective equipment that I'm taking down. It sounds like that is still an issue. And so certainly we're doing that. What's made it difficult is I had a few boxes of donations as well that I was going to ship out ahead of us. But the shipping carriers, many of them stopped shipping to that area.
And what do you hope to learn from this?
Personally, I think it's one of those things where Henry Ford said, you know, man's greatest discovery is the fact that he can actually do something he was afraid he couldn't. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but something along those lines. And for me, that personally will be the largest achievement. I'm excited to go down there to be able to do this. And honestly, I have to tell you, one of the biggest reasons is I hope that it inspires more people to go.
Dr. Naheed Bhadelia, thank you so much for this. And good luck on your trip.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.